Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff at First Family Church here. And every week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast, we talk through our reading plan for the year. We're on week 40 this week. And if you want to join us in that plan, you can go to firstfamily.church/resources. So every week I bring on a guest to talk over something that stood out to them from this week's reading. And this week I've got Molly with us. She's on staff as well and been on the podcast a couple times before. Yes. And back again. So yeah. Good to have you back,
yeah,
Molly.
Thanks.
Happy what back. Stood out to you from week 40?
Yes. So I chose James 1, 19 through 20. It says, "My dear brothers and sisters, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness." I chose this because I feel like it's one of those passages and verses that we just constantly need in front of us. Mm-hmm. It's something I think if we all did a lot of self-reflection that we would realize that we're always needing to work on this.
Yep.
And it was just a really good reminder when I read it. And as I dove into it a little more and just really thought about like the culture that we live in today, I think we live in a time where people don't fully feel heard. And I think we also live in a time where, on the opposite side of that, people feel a lot more freedom to maybe just blurt out or just say whatever they're thinking without even taking into consideration who's hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also, I think it's evident we live in a time too where there just seems to be a lot more angry people. And so as I read this passage and just thought about the culture that we live in today, it was just so encouraging of like, God's given us clear instruction here as believers, mm-hmm. what to do, mm-hmm. and how we should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And so when I think about being quick to listen, I heard somebody say one time that we should always listen to understand. So when someone's talking or we're in a conversation with people, while we're listening to understand. And if we're listening to understand, we're not listening of, well, what's my response necessarily going to be? Or
sure.
thinking while they're talking, how am I going to respond? But instead, listening to understand means we're fully present. So maybe we need to put our phone away. We need to make eye contact, but then also maybe ask a question. If we're listening to understand, then we could ask a question and that would help us understand more what somebody is saying.
Sure.
And then with being slow to speak, I think it's kind of the same thing. Like after we've listened, before we respond, it's okay to have a pause. It's okay to like let there be a moment where it's clear that like you're thinking about what your response is going to be. And then thinking about how we do respond. Are the words that we're saying to people, are they helpful or are they destructive? Are they encouraging or are they discouraging? And then with anger, one of the takeaways I had with that too is whenever we're in conflict or we feel like the anger rising up inside of us, this is so hard to do, but it's to literally like take a pause and pray.
Sure.
Because that oftentimes will help us then not react or respond in anger, but be able to think about how we're going to respond in that moment. And oftentimes anger stems from pride. It can stem from frustration and it can also stem from self-interest. So I just thought that was a good, when I picked apart those three things and really thought about that, how to listen to understand, how to choose my words carefully, and then how to pause and pray when I maybe feel anger stirring on the inside of me.
Yeah. How many people out there listening to this are like, actually, I'm good. I'm slow to speak. I'm not quick to anger. I'm good, actually. Thank you for that, though. Like, there's maybe some areas where you can say, like, yeah, I'm doing pretty good at that. I think everyone needs to work on this. Like, every Christian could probably pause and say, like, yeah, yesterday or today or last week or sometime, I didn't respond the best. I was either angry or I was really quick to respond or I didn't listen well. I think I see a through line through all these things you mentioned is, like, I don't know if the right word, but like selfishness or self-centeredness. I think you see that run itself through, like, okay, so we're going to be slow to listen. So we want to get our word in. We're going to be quick to speak. Again, want to get our own word in. We're going to be quick to anger because probably because like you said, like something's threatened or we want to get our way or we want to have our opinion taken or we want to, So I think a lot of this is just, hey, like you're not going to attain righteousness in your life by seeing looking out for number one, looking out for me.
Right.
I think that's so hard because you know, even as Christians, we're sinful. We're still tainted by sin. We still struggle with self-centeredness in every one of our motives probably has a tinge of mm-hmm. selfishness in it. We're Absolutely. Always looking out for ourselves. Right. So I think this always comes mm-hmm. back. All these things come back to that.
Yep.
As we're looking out for ourselves and yeah. we can't stop.
Right.
And so we need the Holy Spirit to come right. in.
Absolutely.
And continue to sanctify us and continue to grow us. And I think something I've been working on is, number one, being sensitive mm-hmm. to the Holy Spirit and where mm-hmm. he's working in our lives to convict us of sin. But number two, right. praying for that. Like,
right.
God, show me today yeah. what areas need to be brought under mm-hmm. submission to your yeah. to your will, to your mm-hmm. holiness, to your righteousness.
Right.
And I think that is a gift that will serve all of us well, is to mm-hmm. have sensitivity
yeah.
to the Holy Spirit, to where mm-hmm. he's pricking us and prodding right. us, saying, hey, like, that interaction you just had, mm-hmm. probably shouldn't have said that.
Right.
Probably should have taken a beat, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, there, and those are like we've talked about, like, those are like the respectable sins. Like, right. well, I'm just headstrong.
Right.
I'm just have strong opinions. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe, mm-hmm. or maybe you're just doing this and you're really right. slow to listen. You're quick to speak.
Right.
Like, I'm guilty of this mm-hmm. for sure. And I've right. had moments even in the last few days where I've thought mm-hmm. probably should have taken a beat on that right. instead of jumping in with my opinions.
Right. Absolutely. And even thinking about how this can affect our relationships, mm-hmm. good or bad, you know, this can really positively affect our relationships when we really learn how to slow down and listen mm-hmm. to understand and mm-hmm. and be slow to speak and mm-hmm. slow to anger. Or on the flip side of it, if we don't, it yep. can affect our relationships mm-hmm. for the negative as well. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, thinking about that from a relationship aspect, and like,
I mean, how many marriages and families and church yeah. Relationships would be
yeah.
would be far better mm-hmm. if all of us would say, like, hey, we're going to be
right.
quick to listen, slow right. to speak.
I felt a little convicted in this, and that I oftentimes with my own family, the people living under mm-hmm. my own household or in my own household, I don't do well with this, mm-hmm. but I find myself with people outside of my house, maybe having more of a slow,
yep.
slow to speak, really listen to them, maybe giving them yep. the best of me in that way.
Yep.
But then the people who I live with every day. So I felt convicted in really wanting to apply this mm-hmm. to my husband and mm-hmm. my children and the people that live with me.
Yeah.
Instead of just them getting the quick.
The people closest to us always get the yes, worst, right? the worst of us in a lot of ways. So that's, right. that's a good word.
Yeah.
Well, Molly, thanks for bringing that yeah. to us. Church, I hope that challenges you and encourages you. And yeah, as you continue to walk with Jesus and read your Bible. So hope you'll continue to read that with us. And we'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.